It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. White Sands Missile Range has a new leader. The Army testing site welcomed Brigadier General Gregory Brady on Friday during a ceremony that also honored Brigadier General Eric Sanchez, who is retiring from the job. Brady comes to White Sands from the Pentagon, where he served as the Fires Division Chief in the Strategy, Plans, and Policy Directorate. He is a West Point graduate who says he will continue to prioritize readiness and a strong relationship with the local community. As Las Cruces Public Schools begins another academic year, teachers have been preparing to defend their students in the event of an active shooter. Michael Hernandez reports.
What should teachers do if an active shooter is on campus? Las Cruces Police taught Las Cruces Public Schools educators the ALICE response, an acronym for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate. Teachers began with lockdown drills, using standard procedures they already know. School resource officers played the roles of the shooters. Mesa Middle School resource officer Aaron Lasarin says ALICE training shows new approaches are needed during a real shooting.
We wanted to show them how simply locking the door, turning off the lights, and huddling your kids in the corner is not effective against an active shooter. We wanted to show that these doors can easily be jammed through, shot through, broken through, and huddling your students in a corner is also making them more available and easier target for the shooters.
As part of the training, Las Cruces police officers simulate an active shooter situation by shooting Nerf guns at teachers who are taught to defend themselves by barricading the doors and throwing objects.
With less than 30 seconds to prepare, faculty and staff experienced multiple scenarios that forced them to act fast. Along with moving tables to barricade the entrance, teachers learned evacuation techniques and to use anything in the classroom as a weapon to fight the attacker. Officer Lasarin says it's important teachers experience as close to a real scenario as possible to know how to respond under pressure, and that ALICE teaches them to be proactive rather than just waiting for police.
National response time is anywhere between 5 to 6 minutes. Here in Las Cruces, you're looking at anywhere between 30 seconds to a minute if that school doesn't have a school resource officer present in the school. That's still 30 seconds to a minute that the teachers and the staff have to be proactive and do something more aggressive to keep them and their students safe.
Sunrise Elementary fifth grade teacher Steve Minter says taking part in the simulations was an eye-opening experience for him.
You never know how you're going to react in a situation like that. Today I got the opportunity to find that out, you know, how I might react. I surprised myself a little bit, which was good. I did a little more than I thought I might, but I think it's within every teacher who's got kids and is responsible for other lives to step in and do what they can to make sure that those kids don't get hurt.
Teachers are asked to communicate what they've learned to their students and develop age-appropriate safety plans. Laura Looney teaches first grade at Cesar E. Chavez Elementary. She says it will take a lot of practice and discussion to pass on what she's learned to her six-year-olds.
It's hard because today we practice keeping them physically safe, but then it's also my job to keep them emotionally safe. And so the discussions we have, you know, they're going to be tough ones, and we'll have to deal with that. But in terms of me in my own classroom, I need to know what I'm capable of. You know, how can I barricade the door by myself? Because, you know, six-year-olds can't do that.
Looney says while she feels more informed, ALICE training is just the beginning for her to take steps to protect her students. Her advice to others who undergo future training is to take it seriously.
It's a very serious topic, and it's easy to get morose about. So we tend to be lighthearted and we're laughing during the scenarios and joking, but to always keep in mind that, you know, our kids come first and it's our job to keep them safe. So we need to do whatever we can to keep them that way.
The federal government does not track school shootings, but the Washington Post does. At the end of July, there had been 17 shootings in 2018, the highest number since 1999. The Post found 215,000 students at 217 locations have been impacted by gun violence at school since the Columbine massacre. 141 people have been killed in those shootings, another 287 injured. Las Cruces Public Schools has added 25 security guards at each of its elementary schools and another 4 to patrol nights and weekends. Officer Lasarin says Las Cruces Police hope to train faculty and staff at more events year-round. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.
And in more news, the Republican candidate for governor of New Mexico, Steve Pierce, has picked up an endorsement from former state governor Jerry Apodaca. Apodaca announced Sunday that he's endorsing Steve Pierce in the gubernatorial race. Apodaca is a Democrat who was New Mexico's 24th governor and served from 1975 to 1979. Pierce and Democratic candidate Michelle Lujan Grisham are campaigning to replace Republican Governor Susana Martinez, who cannot run for a third consecutive term this year.